We visited a new beer shop in Williamsburg, Brooklyn that sells growlers and bottles to go recently, and they had some guests from Scandinavia.
We went out to Beer Street to their Danish event. There was Mikkel from McKellar and his brother Jeppe from Evil Twin, as well as Mikkel's student Thor from Tuol.
I'm impressed with that pronunciation of Tuol. We spoke to proprietor Lorcan Precious. His family has some history with famous beer bars. We talk all about that in the podcast. Beer Street is conveniently located 4 blocks north of the Graham Avenue L train on the corner of Graham and Withers in Williamsburg.
It's a small neighborhood shop with a very selective list of both bottles and taps.
We're with the proprietor of Beer Street in Brooklyn, Lorcan. How's it going?
Fantastic. Yeah, this is a fun day.
What's going on today?
We have Mikkel from McKellar, brewer of McKellar Beer, Jeppe of Evil Twin, and Tor from Tuol. Challenge on the pronunciation there, but so yeah, it's really a big honor for us to have them. Three Danish gypsy brewers and really fantastic beer.
Beer Street is a shop that sells bottles, but also has a number of taps. You serve growlers to go.
Right, all the beer day-to-day is to go, so we have 10 draft lines for growler bills and a big bottle selection, about 100 bottles, so relatively big. Some are much bigger, but it's just a small store.
Can you drink on-premise as well, or is it just for the growler fills?
No, this is a special occasion, so it's all to go.
This isn't your first foray into the beer business. You have, your family has a little bit of history with beer bars.
I have some background, yeah. My dad started and still owns Gingerman bars, big beer bars.
That's the granddaddy of beer bars in New York.
Yeah, he was in it early on, and it's a big selection, and just a great beer bar. And actually, the first one was in Houston in '85, so really early on in the craft beer scene.
So what was it like growing up in a not in a brewing family, but in a bar family,
right, right,
with fantastic beers?
Well, I didn't get to try very much of them until I was older, but I was around it, and there's a good atmosphere. I mean, it's such a wonderful community, so it was always, yeah, great opportunity.
What made you decide to open up a shop out here in Brooklyn?
Really close to Bushwick. But it's a great neighborhood and a little bit underserved. I mean, there's a lot of great beer in New York now, but this particular area is where I lived for a while and just thought it would be a nice fit. And it's a good start. Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood shop. We're small, but we're turning people on to some awesome beer. So,
and how's the reaction from the locals here?
Very good. Like I was saying, some people are new to some of the more, you know, craft beers or some of the more obscure or adventurous styles and things like that, but they love it.
So you've got bottles, you've got a very nice bottle selection, bottles and cans, you've got some amazing stuff on tap. What's the general concept of the place as far as the beer selection goes?
For our bottle selection, we didn't define it too closely, but we want the bottles to be something that you don't find everywhere. You can get a lot of good beer now throughout the city. So for our bottles, it's a little more hard to find things. And then for our draft, we want things that are accessible, accessibly priced, and a lot of local stuff. But again, we didn't define it, so you get, like today we have, our specialty is these Danish brewers, so we should have some more unusual things as well.
And you guys aren't too far from the L train, right?
No, it's an easy trip from Manhattan. Like I said, we're a neighborhood shop, but we'd love to see people from other parts of the city, and it's right off the third stop in Brooklyn.
Corner of Graham and Withers.
That's right.
Lorcan, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and best of luck with the shop.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to visit, and this is fun. Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll be back.